Today, I'm speaking to Jenny Burrs. She is one of several volunteers with the Chattanooga Track Club. Ms. Burrs is here to share some exciting news. Now, earlier this month, the Roadrunners Club of America designated Chattanooga as one of the best cities to wear down a pair of tennis shoes. Well, while running, that is.
Well, so Chattanooga was awarded Runner Friendly Community, which is a designation of the Roadrunners Club of America. And not only were we given that designation, we were selected as the outstanding community for running. And basically it encompasses partnerships with our local city government, a community that embraces running and makes sure that we have all of the features that make running enjoyable and safe for people. We have the greenways, we have the trail systems, and they're supported by our police, making sure that they're safe, they're well lit. We have access to water, and they're accessible to people throughout the community, regardless of where you live, because we're not just talking about the system that is downtown. We're talking about the systems that are in the surrounding communities outside of downtown. When you're looking at places like Enterprise South, and you look at the trail systems that run through our mountains, Signal Mountain, Lookout Mountain. So they were looking for a city that had all of those features, and they had a community that supported that, not just by people showing up and running, but businesses that supported running. As I mentioned before, a government that supports the infrastructure to make sure that running, that those trail systems are safe and that they're kept up. People that want to take part in running and people that want to come to Chattanooga to run because of all those features.
Now, we're strictly talking about running. We're not talking about bicycling or trail riding or nothing like that. This is strictly running.
It's strictly running, and I think Roadrunners Club of America looks to cities that are outdoor friendly, and of course Chattanooga is. Everybody knows and has heard over and over again how outdoor friendly Chattanooga is, and this is just another thing that we celebrate living in Chattanooga, that we are outdoor friendly, and hey, we provide this wonderful thing for people to use to stay fit. Or it's another reason for people to come to Chattanooga. One of the things that I did leave out is that Chattanooga supports running through events. And that's one of the things that the Chattanooga Track Club helps do, put on events along with several other organizations. And that's one of the things that Roadrunners Club of America looked for, is how are you supporting running as a club? And we're putting on events, we're putting on training runs, we are providing clinics, and we're providing social events that really engage people at all different levels.
You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Mark Colbert. I'm speaking to Ms. Jenny Burrs of the Chattanooga Track Club. The city of Chattanooga is one of three cities that's been awarded the 2013 Runner Friendly Communities, along with South Lake, Florida, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Sarasota, Florida. In addition, Chattanooga receives special recognition as the outstanding runner-friendly community as well. How does someone become part of the Chattanooga Track Club? What are the requirements?
Well, there's not much. You go to the website and you join the club, or you fill out an application and you join the club. It's the best price in town, if you ask me. It's a very modest fee, and we structure our memberships as such that people can get discounts at runner-friendly businesses like our running stores. They get discounts for races, so it really pays for itself in a very short amount of time.
Now, you have an upcoming event, and I believe this is the first one this year.
It is.
It's February. Tell us about that.
Well, the track club will kick off the road running season, the competitive road running season, the last Saturday in February, and it's the Scenic City Half Marathon, 5K, and Charity Challenge. And it's a great way to kick off running in Chattanooga, because Chattanooga just isn't about competitive running. It's about bringing people together to support running. And this particular race involves people that want to do a distance, which is the half marathon, people that want to do a 5K, which is the shorter distance. And it involves eight local charities. And so it's not just about running. It's about bringing a community together. We're using running as a way to bring people and engage people. And it involves more than just runners. We the eight charities become part of the event, because it's an opportunity for them to raise funds for their individual charities. And when each racer registers for the event, whether it's for the 5K or the half marathon, they're asked to select a charity that they'd like to support. Mm-hmm. And a portion of their registration fee goes to that charity. And if they decide to raise additional funds, they can also do some additional fundraising for that charity. So there's lots of layers of things that are going on. And as I mentioned, we don't just have runners out there. We've got 200 volunteers. We've got close to 3,000 runners. So it involves a lot of people.
I went on your website. I noticed that there were quite a few runner races throughout the year. Is that part of, again, raising awareness, raising money for nonprofits?
Or is some of it just for fun? Both. The answer is both. We did, when we were applying for this runner-friendly community status, we did a little study of our own to determine how many organizations actually benefit from running in Chattanooga. And we counted, and these are the ones that we were made aware of, we counted close to 90 organizations. I'd say the majority of them are nonprofit organizations that benefit from running in this community. The Chattanooga Track Club puts on 14 races a year, and we support several others, and a majority of those have some benefactor.
Are you running?
Yes.
What do you get out of running?
I do it more for the physical fitness aspects and the social aspects. I enjoy outdoors. Mm-hmm. I'm not much of an indoor runner, so this time of year is kind of tough because it's so cold out. But I enjoy it for the physical fitness, and it's really fun getting involved with the events. Doesn't matter what type of runner you are, there's just some sort of reward at the end, regardless of what level you participate. It is rewarding.
Well, congratulations on the award, and even though I wasn't there when Andy Burke received the award, can you remember what he said in honor of these special awards?
A member of his staff, Jeff Cannon, was there. Andy Burke was actually out of town, I believe, at another recognition for the city. We had county mayor came and spoke, Jim Coppinger, and then Jeff Cannon came and spoke from the city. And they just appreciate the partnership. They realize that it takes a group of people to do what we have done in accomplishing this runner-friendly status. And he was appreciative of all of the people that have come together to realize that Chattanooga should be celebrating. It's another reason for Chattanooga to celebrate the outdoor activities that we offer and what Chattanooga has to offer, not just for its citizens, but for people that come to visit here.
For more information about registering for the Chattanooga Track Club's Scenic City Half Marathon 5K Charity Run or how to host a running event, visit www.chattanoogatrackclub.org. For Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Mark Colbert.